This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, some potentially really bad news when it comes to copyright. Daryl's got that story. And also, Chris Wade is with us from ThinkPenguin.com. We'll talk about potential regulations in the Bitcoin world over in the UK. And it's Ian, Chris, and Daryl in the studio tonight. We've got to start out, though, an update on the Cody Wilson story, which apparently news developed in the last 24 hours. I'm not sure exactly when in Taiwan time that Cody Wilson was arrested, but for those who are new to the story, Chris from ThinkPenguin.com, you've been following this, I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Can you summarize what has happened up until this this latest news
with Cody? So Cody was Wilson.
Cody, who, by the way, is the founder of Defense Distributed, which he's made a lot of news headlines over the last several years for being essentially the creator, or even if he wasn't the creator, he was the person who released the 3D gun, the world's first 3D printable gun. And he's gotten a lot of name recognition since that time because of this. I mean, this was essentially a world first, making it so that anybody with a 3D printer basically can print up plastic pieces that you would need. Now, I think there's like one metal piece that you have to buy at like a hardware store, but otherwise you can print up all the pieces to this thing and build a one-shot gun. You're not supposed to actually fire it more than once, because if you fire it more than once, the chances that it's going to blow up in your hands, I think, increase dramatically.
Right, so. And, you know, people often, when they hear, oh, you can just print the thing, they're used to, you know, like, I'm printing a document on my printer. It's done in 5 seconds.
No, this is a process.
This is a process that, as I understand it, takes upwards of 20 hours.
Of printing and building? Because you have to assemble.
Of printing.
Just 20 hours of printing alone. Okay.
Yes.
Because then you've got to assemble
the
pieces.
And then you have to assemble the pieces. So then, it's kind of like, have you ever, and I think most people at some point in their life, bought one of these, like, model airplane kits?
Oh, yeah.
And then you spend a bunch of time putting all of the little pieces together?
Yep.
It's basically like 3D printing a model airplane and then putting it together, only instead of being an airplane and then you have like 5 extra parts left over and why do I have these extra parts? You then have what in theory is a working firearm.
Correct. So he made a lot of headlines for that and then made even more headlines after he released his Ghost Gunner, which is essentially, I don't know how you describe it exactly.
It's a CNC machine.
It's an automated machine that essentially takes...
Yes, it's a CNC machine.
Yeah, I don't think it's automated. It's just a CNC machine, right?
I'm pretty sure you just, like, put in a program or something like that, and then it does all the work for you.
Put in the 80% lower.
Yeah.
You have the program installed, and then you press start.
Right, that's why I say it's automated.
So it is automated.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think it was automated.
Yeah.
So I thought it was just a... Basically designed for making guns.
Parts. Nope. It basically
you put one specific
or whatever
piece in there.
Yeah.
And then you load up the program for this is this type of firearm, and then you press start, and then it knows where to drill the hole.
And then you got to put it together.
So basically what made it different then, it was the fact that it was automated.
Correct.
Okay, that's different than how I understood
it. And small, right? Like, so they can ship these things out, they're relatively small, they're pretty
right. That's
neat
what
little devices.
Made it different is it was small and fairly affordable.
Yeah. A couple thousand, I think, basically, to get one of
these things. Compared to if you want to buy a commercial-grade CNC machine,
probably
those are
thousand, 10,000
tens of thousands, if not hundreds.
Right, so he made it you know, within the if you can afford to buy a gun, you can afford to buy a ghost gunner, and then you can make more than one gun from that. Essentially, pay back the cost of the ghost gunner. Like you can make guns that are sent. They call it a ghost gunner because they're untraceable. There's no serial numbers or anything like that.
If I'm not mistaken, you can't do that without a license, right? Legally,
I don't know what the law is in different states.
My understanding, and this is based on things that Colors have said, Colors that I trust. There's nothing against the law for you making a firearm for your personal use.
Right. That's what I've heard. Yeah,
but if you start
selling it.
He's not selling firearms.
No, that's true.
No.
He is not now nor ever selling. If you are to sell a firearm, then yes, you get into
all with the ghost gunner.
Then you get into all. Doesn't matter if you make it with a ghost gunner or you make it using a forge and blacksmithing tools in your backyard. Mm-hmm. Once you start selling firearms, that's when you come into conflict with various laws.
I suspect they probably wouldn't like it if you also just gave them away.
Probably not. Oh, that would be considered distribution.
Yeah.
That would be interesting if the law was written such that you can't sell them, but you can give them away.
Right. So you can sell ghost gunners. You can buy ghost gunners and resell them, but you can't actually make a gun on the ghost gunner and legally sell it, at least not in any easy fashion. So basically what he did was he took away the barrier to entry for people who aren't machining experts or whatever to be able to make their own gun. And brought down the price dramatically. So, as a result of that, the federal government came after him with a lawsuit, and they tried to get an injunction against him for distribution of these 3D gun plans, essentially. And they did get the injunction temporarily during that lawsuit, but ultimately they lost and settled the suit out of court with Cody, giving him the ability to resume distribution of those plans. And now, shortly thereafter, we come to what happened this week.
Yeah, but they basically funded his legal, in the federal case, they funded it. Like when they settled.
No, he still paid a lot of money.
He paid money for attorneys, but part of his attorney's costs were covered by the settlement. Yeah. So he actually kind of won.
He didn't win.
No.
He sort of won.
He lost money.
He didn't even break even.
He lost money. I'm not saying he lose money, but what I'm saying is he sort of won because the government, the government doesn't give you money unless they're basically admitting defeat.
I see what you're saying, but it's still not a win because
he
lost.
Still didn't
you
break
never
even.
Win when you take anything to court.
You never
right?
win.
So I think we're in agreement on that.
Yeah.
But to the extent that
he didn't lose as badly.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I guess you could say.
Yeah, okay.
He didn't lose as much as he could
have. Well, I mean, his ultimate goal was to gain the right or preserve the right to do what he was doing, which
he
succeeded
did do
at.
That.
Right?
He did do that.
And then what happens next? The states come after him. So
with another lawsuit.
With another lawsuit. So there's, I forget the number of states, but it's something like
several of them.
I think it was 18 states plus the District of Criminals.
Yeah, it was somewhere near 20, I think, ended up suing him.
And that's still going.
That's still ongoing.
Process.
And so what's going on now is Cody Wilson has, about a month ago, but was, I guess he basically, he's being accused of having had sex with a underage teenager.
Apparently she's 16, according to some reports.
16-year-old, according to multiple reports.
Which is interesting because it's actually illegal in here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And
he was
other
in
states.
Texas.
I know.
But he was
That's
in Texas.
A mistake.
Yeah.
We've told activists again and again that if you want to be the most effective, you got to move to New Hampshire.
But the Central Texas, keep Austin weird something something.
Well, it's going to keep him in a prison cell, apparently,
you
staying in Texas.
You said that you didn't know what time he got arrested. The Ars Technica story actually has that time. It was 6 p.m. local time in Taiwan.
Today.
Which corresponds to 6 a.m. on the east coast of the United States.
So you said he got arrested, or they were trying to arrest him earlier this week, but he wasn't in the country.
Well, so let's back up a second, because what happened was he left the country before the arrest warrant was issued. And so he didn't actually flee the country, but he...
Did he know, though? Was it a coincidence that he left?
He was apparently aware of the fact that they were investigating him.
Really? So somebody tipped him off?
Yes. Apparently, it was supposed to be one of the friends, I believe, of the girl who was supposed to be the victim, I'll put that in quotes,
Cody is the victim here.
Oh, definitely.
Let's just be clear.
There's no question about it. And, yeah, I mean, the site even that he was registered for...
Sugar Daddy...
Only allows people 18
or older. SugarDaddyMeat.com.
Sugar Daddy Meat. Well, we're going to continue because now he has been arrested in Taiwan. That's the breaking news here from today.
But not on these charges.
Well, that's right.
We'll explain what's going on here in a few moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can join us on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. There's more coming up.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped, the itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is now Horizon, and Free Talk Live is giving away some Zen. Over the last 6 weeks, we've given away 8 Zen, and we're giving away more. To enter the next giveaway, send your transparent Zen address via email to Daryl@freetalklive.com and tell us how you listen to the show. The winner will be randomly selected from all entries received before noon on Wednesday, September 26th. Again, to enter, send your transparent Zen address via email to Daryl@freetalklive.com. Tell us how you listen to the show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's
Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We are talking about the update in the Cody Wilson case. The man who brought the world the first 3D printed gun and then the ghost gunner, the machine that allows you to easily, or as easily as you can, I guess these days, make a gun basically from scratch, has been arrested in Taiwan after essentially the Taiwanese government apparently is doing the bidding of the U.S. government, despite not having a no extradition, or despite not having extradition rules to the United States. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. But I do want to let you know about Liberty.menu. If you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then Liberty.menu is the place for you to go and be seen. You can have your business, whatever it is that you do. Maybe you also are a digital content creator or an events coordinator. You can have the thing that you do that you want libertarians to know about promoted to them for free, because it is zero cost to go and register an account and put your stuff that you do on Liberty.menu. It's basically a global map of where libertarian-oriented businesses are located. So if you want that to be known, if you want the extra business that could come from, you know, being out there as a libertarian, then get over to Liberty.menu and get registered and get your things that you do up on the site. It's free to do it. So get started over at Liberty.menu. You can use code FTL like Free Talk Live, and they get you a special badge that identifies you as a Free Talk Live listener. Go to Liberty.menu. Now, Chris, you were telling us a little bit about the beginning of the story here, this update from Taiwan, where Cody Wilson has been arrested. Within, what, 48 hours of the warrant being put out for him?
The warrant came out on Wednesday.
Yep.
Today is Friday. He was arrested approximately 6 a.m.
So
local time.
Hours.
So within 48 hours.
Yep.
But again, he was not arrested in Taiwan for this warrant.
Well, no, of course not. He was arrested for a different reason.
Yeah, the crazy thing is the basically what he was arrested for was a, get this, being in the country illegally. And it was
People get arrested for that.
The only reason he was there illegally was because the United States canceled his passport.
Which is a typical move on the part of the United States when they want to go after somebody internationally.
That's why Edward Snowden is still in Russia, because the U.S. government canceled his passport while he was trying to get to Ecuador.
Now, the crazy thing is, supposedly by treaty, you're not supposed to be able to cancel somebody's passport, and yet the U.S. manages to do this all the time, and I'm always...
Well, why wouldn't the U.S. be able to cancel their own passport they issued?
Because you can't leave a... I guess my understanding is it's something to the fact you can't leave somebody, like, stranded...
They'll send them right back. Hold on.
So, yes, he's not going to be stranded.
Yeah.
He is going to be deported from Taiwan...
Correct.
...back to his country of origin. But what Chris is saying, under international law, you cannot prohibit someone from returning to their country of origin.
That's not happening here.
In this case, Cody Wilson was trying to not return to his country of origin.
Ostensibly. I mean, he apparently missed a flight...
There's also the information in the article that I have from Ars Technica that apparently he was looking for apartments.
I saw that too.
Yes. So, but he still did not, fleeing the United States as far as the law is concerned, because he left before the warrant.
Correct. He was not fleeing the warrant. That's true.
Right. So even though
so they can't get him with bail jumping escape or whatever.
Exactly. Like, usually they can seize your property and do all sorts of terrible stuff to you if you basically...
In this case, they just seize their property because, again, the passport doesn't belong to you.
Correct.
It's issued by the government. In the same way that the government will tell you that your driver's license, that's not yours. It's theirs.
The license plate on your car
is also
something technically
they claim
theirs, which I've known people that they've moved from one state to another state, mm-hmm. and when they went to register their vehicle, they were told, you're not allowed to because this other state says that you owe them money.
They want the plate back.
Because you didn't send them the plate. And they're like,
wow.
What are you talking about?
Right. Nobody ever thinks about the old license plate on a car.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had cars junked with their license plates on them.
I've gone into dozens of restaurants where, you know, like, it's kind of their thing to where they just have old license plates hanging on walls.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's, I think that's spottily enforced at best.
I think
they can do it if they want.
It depends on the state. Yeah. And it depends on the state that you're probably moving to, whether or not they'll comply.
And if they want to target you for something. Right. Oh, we can get them for the license plate. You know?
Yeah.
It's there if they need to, if they want to use it. So they canceled his passport while he was over there. And we had talked on Wednesday. We covered his initial, the warrant and all that in detail on Wednesday night show. So if you want to catch that discussion.
And the five-page...
the affidavit. Warrant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to catch that discussion, just go to freetalklive.com, jump back to our Wednesday show, and you can download that. And we discussed it all in detail here. But ultimately, what you determined was that there's no extradition treaty with Taiwan, but that doesn't mean that the Taiwanese government isn't doing the bidding of the United States, apparently.
And this is where people make a mistake. They think that because there's no treaty, extradition treaty, that they can't be extradited, which is not the case at all.
Well, he's not being extradited. He's just being sent back.
He's being deported.
Yeah. Extradition would be where they arrest him for the purposes of holding him and then
bringing
him back.
That's what I said. It should be noted that the Taiwanese government did not arrest him because of the warrant in Austin.
Yes, right.
They arrested him for a completely different reason, and now they're deporting him back to Austin.
I know this is going to sound crazy, but I wonder if he can fight the charge because he entered legally.
I think he should try to fight the charge.
Right? Like,
they're going to say that.
I don't know what their system, their criminal system, is like as far as fighting things, or if he even is able to.
Well, I don't know what their immigration system is either, because if you go into a country, right, and they say, you know, normally there's a certain set amount of time for a visa that allows you to stay.
Oh, you're from this country. We have this agreement. We give you visa for 90 days, 30 days, whatever.
If he had a plane that was going to leave at a certain point that he missed this week, then maybe he is already overstaying his welcome, so to speak. Maybe when he came in, he said,
arrived on September 6th.
Yeah.
I suspect that's not what happened, though. It sounds like, especially what the articles are saying, is that they canceled his passport.
Right.
And then that is the
reason. Right. So because he no longer had a passport, he had no documents to prove that he was allowed to be in the country.
Well, no, he would have had if he... So I'm not a travel expert, but I know that when I go down to Mexico...
But he may not need a visa. He may not need a visa for Taiwan because he's a U.S. citizen. And if there's agreements, if that's what the law says in a lot of...
Yeah, I don't know if Taiwan is one of those countries. I mean, Mexico and Canada. I mean, there's some countries in the world where you don't need a visa. We could pull up that list and find out.
There's a lot of countries, actually.
Okay. Well, I don't know what, like I said, I don't know what they are, but I know that when I go down to Mexico, they give you a little piece of paper that you're supposed to hold on to while you're in the country, and if you stay longer than 90 days, you violated the terms of that, you know, that entry. So who knows what the terms were when he came into Taiwan. He may have told them, oh, I'm only staying for a week or whatever. My flight out is on Wednesday or Thursday or whatever. He then misses his flight. He's now broken whatever agreement he had to stay in the country.
That's not what any of the news reports are saying. What they're saying is he was arrested for illegally entering Taiwan because he no longer had a valid passport. Had nothing to do with violating a visa.
So he went in legally, but then it became illegal after the passport was revoked.
Yes.
So that's why I say they're just doing the bidding of the United States here.
Of course they are.
Because he entered legally.
Yes.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also the Discord on-air call-in lines are discord.lrn.fm.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know, USA Radio News.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is giving Christine Blasey Ford's attorneys until the end of the day on Friday to work out terms of next week's proposed hearings on Ford's allegations that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her. The Senate GOP is offering to hold the hearings on Wednesday after Ford asked that the hearings be held on Thursday. All this back and forth, though, doesn't seem to have Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell worried, though.
You've watched the fight. You've watched the tactics. But here's what I want to tell you. In the very near future, Judge Kavanaugh will be on the United States Supreme Court.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein last year talked about secretly recording President Trump and discussed having cabinet members invoke the 25th Amendment to remove him. That's according to a new report in the New York Times. The article says Rosenstein pushed for these practices in spring of 2017. Now, Rosenstein has come out and denied this. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial on in here toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line room. So head on over to discord.lrn.fm, and you can jump into those. We'll join you there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. I did pull up the list here, and Chris, you were correct. Taiwan is one of the countries into which you can take your passport without having to get a visa in advance. According to passportinfo.com, if your U.S. passport is valid for at least 90 days when you enter Taiwan, you'll be granted a visa-free stay of 90 days. If your U.S. passport will expire in less than 90 days, you'll be allowed to stay in Taiwan for the duration of your passport validity, which explains why, when they canceled the passport, all of a sudden, his welcome was, you know, the welcome mat was pulled back, and Taiwanese government arrested Cody Wilson, the founder of Defense Distributed, the creator of the first world's first 3D printable gun, and he is now purportedly in their custody, and it doesn't sound like he's going to be able to fight it. I mean, he could try, right? But the rules say once your passport's invalid, you got to go home, is what they say.
Yeah, I guess so. It's ridiculous. It's outrageous.
Well, there's a lesson to be learned here. If it's your intention to leave the United States and stay abroad, you probably should figure out how to get a passport from some other country. Now, I don't know what the easiest way to do that is.
Cash.
I know that there are some countries that will take some amount of cash, a fairly
and
large
some of them
amount.
Don't require a lot either.
Really?
Yeah. Some
like how little
are,
is not a lot.
You could afford it, Ian.
I'm asking if I could afford it.
Ian could afford a bunch of things.
Yeah. I don't know what the numbers are exactly, but if I'm not mistaken, from some really countries you probably don't want a passport from that aren't very useful, they're not like you have to buy a house there or $500,000 kind of expense.
So according to the website internationalcitizens.com, the easiest and most affordable countries to get a second passport, number one, Ireland, number two, Italy, number three, Israel, number four, Paraguay.
May not have.
They don't necessarily have the cost.
Okay.
They've got like a paragraph written up about each one. I'm just reading the countries here. Number five, Guatemala. Number six, Dominica. And those are the ones that they have listed. And then they do have links to where you can go to how to get residency. So Dominica, you can get residency by investment.
Mm-hmm. That's where you buy a house, that kind of thing.
Basically, I've got $100,000 to invest in a business. Right. And then there's, you know, some business that, yes, all of our investors are foreigners. And, you know, like there's 1,000 businesses in one P.O. box sort of thing.
By the way, before we continue on what's going on with Cody Wilson, again, the Texas government is, they put a warrant out for his arrest for the dastardly crime of consensual sexual activity. We can continue with that here in a moment, but also want you to know about Bitcoin.com. So if you are interested in cryptocurrency, if you're interested in Bitcoin, then get on over to Bitcoin.com and learn the basics there. They've got the info for you. They've got a great academy course that you can take for free over at Bitcoin.com and a news site that's updated regularly every day with new information from around the globe on the world of Bitcoin. So go to Bitcoin.com to get started, or if you just want to get straight to their news site, you can go to news.bitcoin.com. All right, so, Chris, you were sharing with us a story. I don't know what the source was.
Yeah, this one's from Ars Technica.
Okay, so we all three had the same. It's the best story I found.
Well, you know what? I think Daryl posted it, actually.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Originally, and then New York Times. I also have another one. I don't know if you posted that one or not, but...
Yeah, so apparently they got him for being in the country illegally, which is, even though he entered the country legally, I guess they're still calling it an entrance because he was still there, and they arrested him for not having a valid passport.
Right, and
they're going to deport him.
Right, and this kind of parallels a lot of the people that are in the United States in violation of immigration laws, where there's this sort of theory that there's just people coming across the border left and right that aren't even stopping and blah, blah, blah. But there's actually been a lot of research that's been done, and most of the people that are in the U.S. in violation of immigration laws are here because they've overstayed visas.
Mm-hmm.
So they entered the country legally, and then they didn't leave when they were supposed to.
So they're not wanted international so-called criminals.
Right, but they are, these quote-unquote undocumented immigrants, or what the people on the right to refer to as them illegals.
Right.
But do you know what's also misleading about that statistic is that a lot of people who have overstayed their visas are leaving. Like, so, and I had this happen with a somebody I knew, actually, who came to the United States on a student visa, basically. And his flight was beyond the date of the visa.
Mm-hmm.
And it was okay. And
so they bent the rules for him? Is that what you're saying?
They basically, don't enforce the rules, or they allow it, or they don't hold it against you. Something to that effect. So when they say somebody overstayed their visas, when they have the statistics, it's kind of misleading, because it's sort of like, it's sort of okay, but you did overstay the visa, but they don't hold it against you. Don't ask. I don't really understand it either.
I suspect in some cases
it's selective enforcement.
Yeah.
Selective enforcement.
So, but the point that I'm trying to make is that that did not stop him from coming back, even though they knew he overstayed his visa
one time. Okay.
Right. Because they didn't put it on his permanent record.
I see.
Yeah. So a year later, the following summer, he came back and he was he was allowed to come back, and he did need a visa because he's from Germany, and I'm pretty sure he needed a visa because he was from Germany, or he was going to stay beyond the 3 months or something like that. So
yeah, I mean, it's you know, sometimes when you look at these statistics, you kind of have to wonder, you know, they're kind of not the entire truth, or they're very misleading in terms of
how government would put out misleading statistics to further their own ends. Well, in this case, the so-called authorities had seen Cody Wilson on hotel security monitors earlier in the day, around 3 o'clock local time. They sent staff to wait outside the door, and Wilson eventually walked out 3 hours later. Liberty Times notes Wilson didn't have any contraband on him at the time of the arrest, and he appeared calm when approached by authorities. Wilson was arrested for illegally entering Taiwan after the U.S. canceled his passport. Taipei police reportedly handed him over to the National Immigration Agency. And though Taiwan lacks an extradition agreement with the U.S., the NIA told media that they are quickly making arrangements to deport him back to the United States.
Why, you know, why would anybody even think that he would have contraband on him? Like, it's implying that he had, like, a gun or something that would...
Could have had weed.
I guess, but it just seems like it's the assumption is that he's like this, you know, criminal.
An international criminal.
Right. Yeah. Like, as opposed to somebody who's been basically accused of a crime that is not even clear that it contradicts itself.
No real
well, yeah. It's also one of these things, and you see it a lot in news stories just about car crashes. There was a car crash, and then the police officer will always make sure to tell the reporter, we don't think that drugs or alcohol were involved.
Mm.
We've not even investigated, we didn't smell any weed or, you know, alcohol on the guy's breath. So they just throw it out there, knowing that the newspaper writer is going to wind up typing that in because I've got so many words that I have to put in my article. And then it does wind up giving this subliminal message to the reader of, oh, this is a really bad guy. If they're talking about contraband.
How many statutory rape cases do the U.S. Marshals get involved in? Because apparently the U.S. Marshals got called into this. There was a, you know, obviously the state of Texas issued this arrest warrant. The Austin City Police ultimately, you know, had a judge issue the arrest warrant for Cody Wilson for what is, you know, a nonviolent crime. It is a BS crime, one that is not an actual crime by my viewpoint, because I think you actually have to have a real victim to have a crime. In this case, you have a consensual sexual activity. Of course, the law, the so-called law, says that somebody under the age of 17 in Texas cannot legally consent, and so therefore they're charging him with sexual assault. But how many times is the U.S. Marshals brought in to do a manhunt, you know, an international manhunt for somebody who's just being charged with sexual assault?
Quick press release from 2013, nationwide sweep, U.S. Marshals put 345 behind bars.
We're coming up, Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial on in here toll free, take control of the airwaves, and bring up whatever's on your mind. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
By the way, I do want you to know about the Free Talk Live forum. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. We don't just have a cool chat room. We do. That's the Discord chat. But for those of you who would prefer a more structured environment in which to have conversations on specific topics, the forum's the way to go. So go to forum.freetalklive.com. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there any old time you want. Over at forum.freetalklive.com, like all of the features on our site, it is completely free. So we're talking about the latest on what's going on with Cody Wilson, the creator of the Ghost Gunner, Defense Distributed founder, very good libertarian guy, like principled, liberty-minded, voluntarist, I would say. He might describe himself as an anarchist. I'm not sure. We've had him on the show in the past. He's a real entrepreneur, spirited gentleman who really cares about freedom, and especially the right to bear arms and the freedom of speech, because ultimately that's what the Ghost Gunner and the 3D printable files are. These are speech, because as a 3D printable file, you don't have a gun yet. You've got the idea for a gun.
And this isn't the first time they've tried to pull this kind of nonsense. In the 90s, they did it with encryption. That's also was considered to be...
When you say they did it with encryption,
government,
what do you mean?
The government, the State Department, basically said, this is illegal to export from the United States because it is...
What was illegal
a
to
weapon,
export? PGP or something?
Yes.
Or?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, any kind of encryption over like a certain level, basically.
Did they lose that fight?
Yes, they lost that
fight. Okay, good. And so that's what Cody did. He put
well,
up a fight.
Actually, it's still illegal to like several countries, but most countries it can be exported to now.
So anyway, he put up a fight and defended his right to distribute ideas, which is what 3D printable files are, and he was successful thus far in court. And they're mad about that, and so they came at him. Some are suggesting this whole thing was a setup, that they believe that the government put this girl up to this particular task of trapping Cody Wilson in this legal net that they've trapped him in now with felony so-called sexual assault charges.
And
based on how some people come up with all kinds of weird conspiracies, it would not surprise me if somebody out there believes that this girl doesn't even exist, that they just made some stuff up and wrote words on paper.
But, you know, the problem, we kind of have a problem because...
Well, he went into a hotel room with somebody on camera, so...
Yeah, sure. I mean, allegedly...
True.
Right. But one of the problems
seen the footage.
One of the problems we have is we only have one side of the story. And they're
That's true. And Cody,
we don't even know if there is a hotel in Austin. Well, how do you even know that Austin, Texas is a place, Ian?
All right, Conan, that's
enough.
So,
one of the problems with making any kind of judgments whatsoever, like, it might sound like this is real and so forth, and we have video of him going into a hotel room, but have we actually seen the video?
No, we have not.
No, this is all based off what the government says, and we said, and we already know that they've lied about things.
They are liars.
So, the question is, has any of this happened? We don't know.
Well, I mean, ostensibly, if they are going to charge him with this thing, and they are intending to, as soon as he gets back,
like
they're going to hit him with the charge.
But one of the
if they have a charge, then they should have the video they claim to have, because he's likely not going to take a plea deal. I imagine he's going to fight it. Unless he does take a plea, who knows what they're going to offer him?
If I was a gambling man, I would definitely say that I don't know that he's going to fight. I don't think he's going to...
It's
going to
be a tough one to fight.
I don't think he has a chance of winning. I think
probably
that's the problem. And given the chance of success...
He may have to take a plea and then be a felon for the rest of his life.
The chance of success is basically zero here in this case.
It's a tough case.
It's going to be close to zero.
But it's close to zero because we believe they probably have the evidence they say they have.
Right.
They've got a complaining so-called victim.
Right.
They've got video of him allegedly going into a hotel room. They've got video of him leaving the hotel room. They've got video from the Whataburger where he took the so-called victim afterwards because she sure as hell wasn't acting like a victim. She voluntarily left the hotel room with him, voluntarily got back into his truck, and then voluntarily, he didn't have her by the wrist forcing her around, apparently.
The thing is... Because the government knows that in almost all cases that they're going to win, they may not even have the evidence that they're claiming to have, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know...
Well, then that will be revealed in discovery, because if you get charged with...
Assuming that it even gets to that point.
Well, if you get charged... First of all, if you get charged with anything, I'm not an attorney, but I would suggest strongly that you not take the first plea deal right out the gate.
Correct.
But
for discovery.
How long? So many people do before they even
see
any evidence.
But this is Cody Wilson. I mean, he knows better than to take the first plea deal.
But he's also in Taiwan right now, being deported from Taiwan back to the United States.
He's probably on a plane right now, being deported.
What's that
back?
Have to do with whether or not he's going to take
a plea
deal?
I'm just saying. I mean. I don't know. I just don't. What I'm suggesting is that I don't necessarily know that how things have unfolded has necessarily been. It seems to me like if he's as capable as we want to think, he may have succeeded in leaving the country, but he didn't take the right route. Basically.
But that doesn't have anything to do with whether or not he's going to take a plea deal. I don't think that's a factor at all in whether or not he's going to take the first plea deal. What I'm saying is, if the state offers you a plea deal, if you get arrested and then the next day the prosecutor says, "Look, we'll give you a plea deal." If they give you a real fast plea deal, say no unless it's the best deal ever.
Right, because the vast majority of the times, and there might be some exceptions here, but the vast majority of the time, after you wind up getting initially arrested or charged, at some point fairly quickly you have what's called an arraignment, where you go before the judge and you say either guilty or not guilty.
Or
most of the time, they're going to want you to say something.
You don't have to, though.
Guilty or not guilty, if you don't say anything, all right, contempt of court because obstruction, blah, da, 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 you should at least say, I don't want to play your game. Yeah. Vocalize something so that you don't get arrested for contempt of court during the arraignment. But most of the time, the prosecutor will say, hey, if you just say guilty, then we'll drop it to this, we'll reduce the sentence, X, Y, Z, blah, da, 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 da.
Right. That's the worst deal you can take right there.
And then the arraignment, in a lot of cases, there's some kind of pretrial hearing.
Yeah.
In something like this, there's going to be hearings on motions. And before every single one of these hearings, before the judge, the prosecutor, they're not going to want to keep doing paperwork.
Many times they
will. They're going to keep saying,
Very
hey,
true.
Just... make this easy on. They're not going to say, hey, I don't want to do paperwork, so just say guilty. They're going to say, hey, we'll make this easy on you. Just say you're guilty, and then we'll reduce the sentence. I know right now we're asking for 20 years, but if you say guilty, we'll say 10 years, five of it suspended. The other five is good time on probation, and it's not going to be as bad.
But what I was trying to get to is if you refuse the first plea deal, and then go ahead and file for discovery. Because if what you're saying is the police have screwed up, and they screw up all the time.
All the time. Yes.
The only way you can ever know is if you file for discovery, and then the police are obligated, the prosecution is obligated to provide all of the evidence they're going to use against you in court.
Right.
So then once you get the discovery from them, their court date's still out, you know, weeks if not months from that time frame. That's when you get to look at the evidence, and then you can decide, okay, can we actually take this to trial?
Right.
Do we actually have a chance? Then, if you keep waiting, then they might come back with a better deal. Because usually the original deal is still on the table. You can go back and agree to that if you want. Or the prosecutors are like, all right, crap, let's give them a better offer. Then they might give you a better offer.
And then the longer
good things
you're,
come to those who wait.
The longer you're able to drag it out, the higher the chance that the prosecutor or whoever on the government side is going to incorrectly file a piece of paper, and then you can get something thrown out because they didn't follow their own procedures.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Chris here was very successful in getting a couple cases on parking tickets thrown out due to technicalities recently.
Right.
But the judge that was in court prior to the judge that threw out those cases, if he'd gone with the previous judge, that judge would have allowed those paperworks to be updated and then would never have thrown the case
out. I'm just saying, you know, like, the longer it goes, the better chance that something winds up getting goofed up.
Yeah, that's true.
Never take the first offer.
Yeah, I would say that's good advice, although it's not legal advice. It's just a good suggestion.
Right.
So we're not attorneys, but we are watching this particular case very closely.
And we've all had courtroom experience.
We all have, indeed. Yeah. And thanks to Chris, actually, on his parking ticket cases, which, what, last time we looked, they were all almost to 100,000 views on
120. It was over 120,000 views, and this was like a couple of weeks ago. So
yeah, it's one of the fastest-growing videos
unbelievable how,
on the Freekeen YouTube channel.
How many views it's got.
Yeah, people want to see somebody beat a parking ticket. They won it.
It's crazy because it's not like it's the first parking ticket on YouTube where somebody's won. It's just the wording.
It's
was
a good one.
Was, yeah, it's true.
It's a good one.
And it was two parking tickets.
Yeah, yeah, it's the best one. I mean, maybe somebody else somewhere else on YouTube's got a better one. But as far as the Freekeen parking ticket videos, that's got to be the winner. Because the prosecutor was so pissed at the end.
She was
so mad. She was about ready to throw her papers. And, boy, did she lose heart. All right, so if there's more on the Cody thing, Cody Wilson, we will inform you about that. And your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up in hour two, this is Free Talk Live.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.